This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
MunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Linda Lagerman. We're going to talk about that common denominator that you find amongst all of these young shooters. That, you know, that's really where we should be going. That's one of the places we should be looking at. Anyway, they have recycled another meme now. This coming from the 1 million moms and dads against gun violence. Do people think that if they get out there and say, well, I'm a mom, that means that, I don't know, that they, that's our, or dad, that gives them some sort of moral authority? Anyway, they've got this meme out, this little sign. Cars kill as many people as guns, you say. Let's treat guns like cars. Licenses that prove competency, registration, insurance, education for misdemeanor offenses, suspension of license for multiple offenses, severe jail time for weapons used while under the influence. Yes, let's make cars and guns equal. 1 million moms and dads against gun violence. If you're going to put a meme out there like that, there's some very learned people that are going to look at that simply because they love looking at stuff like this, and they're going to take this down and tear it apart and go, go find the roots of everything you're trying to put out there. So coming from Eugene Volokh, as well as a Facebook page by Second Amendment advocates, you know, and I've said this before, if we were to treat guns like cars, this would be great. It would be a significant improvement over what we currently have in the United States. That would mean New York couldn't tell me I couldn't bring my gun to New York. That would mean that all the guns that I don't carry on me don't have to be registered or insured unless I take them out in public, which is the way cars work. Guns tend to be regulated as if they're going to explode. And, you know, the restrictions against guns now are much more restrictive than those against cars. But there's also another caveat to this. And by the way, you know, in terms of who's permitted to own them, cars are more prevalent. Cars get put in the hands of people all the time, and of incompetent people. And they are used, even when they're parked, sometimes they kill babies or dogs that are inside them that get left inside the car. So guns tend to be regulated as if they are an inherently dangerous and must be carefully controlled in terms of who are permitted to own them, whether they can be displayed in public, even how they must be stored if children are in the house. And in contrast, there is no equivalent presumption about cars whose rules regarding ownership and use seem far less restrictive. This is why I, you know, that's fine. Let's do that. I got no problem with that. That is, virtually anyone, including the mentally ill and criminals, may own a car and do whatever they want with it on private property. One needs a car license only if driving on public streets. This desire is puzzling because of the empirical evidence that goes against it. In 2009, there were 310 million guns in the United States. So that's probably around 360, like we talked about already. In 2013, there were 33,000 gun deaths in 2013, of which 64% were suicides, leaving 500 accidental deaths and 11,200 due to homicides. There were 269 million registered vehicles in the U.S. in 2013. The result, 33,000 deaths a year, roughly half of which are drivers. Now, for the meme makers, the numbers that get crunched here are not, they're not going to make them happy. Number of non-owner deaths per 100,000 between guns and cars in 2013. Per million, cars 60.3, guns 33.5. Accidental motor deaths per million 36.2, guns 1.4. These facts are based upon data, therefore they are indisputable. The science is in. Roll up your tents. You have been beaten about the head and shoulders. In light of this eye-opening but indisputable fact, why is gun ownership so vilified by progressives? You could save 25 times as many lives by convincing a single typical car owner to drive more responsibly. Read that to mean not to have your phone in your face, then convincing a single typical gun owner to use their weapon more responsibly. Instead of sneering at those of us who cling to guns out of bitterness, perhaps you ought to ask themselves why guns rather than cars invite their scorn. That's all. Driving a car is becoming more and more dangerous today. I ride around all day. I ride around in a Ford Expedition. I would ride around in something bigger if I could. Because I'm in a Ford Expedition, I'm a little bit higher than everybody. So as I'm driving by, I get to see all of the yahoos out there driving their car whilst on their phone. All of these laws about texting and being distracted by your phone are completely unenforceable. In the meantime, you and I don't even check my phone when I'm driving. I put on earbuds, and if it's in my pants pocket, and I can't get to it with the seatbelt on, when it rings, I'm just like, phone's ringing, I guess I have to check it when I stop. Don't text. If I do any of that stuff, I pull off the side of the road and stop moving in the car, stop driving the car. Yesterday, on my way home from therapy, I don't know how many people I passed. How many people I passed that were on their phones. They've got it up in the air over their steering wheel as if somehow that makes them more alert or something. I don't know. So cars are more dangerous than guns. There's more. What were those numbers again? Total motor vehicle deaths, 60.3 per million. They're 80% riskier than cars. Total firearms death, 33.5 per million. Accidental motor vehicle deaths, 36.2 per million. Accidental firearm deaths, excluding homicides, 1.4. That all put together by Christopher J. Conover out of Duke University, by the way. None of this matters to the anti-gun Democrats, of course, as they don't care about the facts or logic or lives. They just want to disarm us because they believe to their cores that liberty is the really dangerous thing. We'll be right back.
on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube. Wow. Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Seem to be having trouble with my consonants. We're in the middle right now of the predictable calls for more stringent gun control. And every time you see gun control coming up, okay, every time you see somebody saying, we need this, we need that, this needs to be done, this is an extension of big government. This is more big government. Big government benefits whom? It benefits politicians. Now, the progressives, not the rank-and-file progressives. There's two kinds of progressives. There's progressives in power, which, I mean, for some reason, progressives like Hillary Clinton, who do not have a position currently, they are considered in power. Actually, I consider the ones that actually hold office to be in power, but that's all beside the point. The ones that can change attitudes and opinions also should matter. They get out there, despite all of the empirical evidence that we present constantly to them. And they'll get out there and they will gerrymander studies. They will fake studies. They will falsify studies to try to put any sort of idea in your head that gun ownership is bad. And then they want you to go along with their solution, which is also always manifestly ineffective. It never works. There is no such thing as being able to stop any particular type of violence. Guns seem to occupy a place in the psyche of a progressive that knives and clubs and garrots and explosives and machetes and other implements that would regularly, you know, they're regularly also employed in connection with violence against innocent people to murderous effect. That stuff doesn't seem to bother them at all. It's the gun. They just know that somehow guns are really bad, at least when they're in the hands of me and you, and not current law enforcement and or military professionals, and, of course, their private security detail. And, you know, for the other two groups, they make a reluctant exception. We've seen that recently. The scary-looking assault weapon excites a particular fear and some instinctive sphincter tightening in them. They may doubt the existence of a transcendent human soul, but they are certain, if only at an unconscious level, that rather than an inanimate tool, a gun has a life force all of its own, and it can and does assert a mysterious, murderous influence over these unsuspecting, otherwise good people. See, we have gun violence. That's become a new form of currency in the war of words. We don't have punch and kick violence. We don't have car grill violence. We don't have knockout single punch we don't have that kind of violence. There's lots of violence we don't have. 66% of assaults are unarmed. We know that. 10% of violent attacks have guns involved in them. Yep. The useful insight here is that when we look at these statistics, that we get sort of an inside view into the window of the progressive mind, which is sad. When you've got a liberal like Diane Sawyer lamenting that America is awash in guns, and they implicitly argue that guns, not bad or crazy people, are responsible for violence done in this way, that guns rather than those who hold them and use them, it, you know, illegally, wrongly, the gun is the responsible moral agent for their illicit use, not the person doing it, even though they have no moral compass. It follows then in their minds that only if society could be rid of guns in the public square will violence be proportionally decreased. This is all based upon some emotional intuition and good intention, which, of course, paves the way to hell. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. There's lots of good intentions out there. At least they're put out there as such, but they lead all to the same point on the map. It could be their worship of abortion generally, reflexively, leads them to extend it beyond merely the womb in their wider thinking, snuffing out reason as easily and guilt-free as an unwanted baby. It shouldn't be a big surprise to us when you've got a bunch of people out there calling babies medical tissue because they're in a womb. They're not babies, they're in a womb. They'll laugh at you. They'll be quite condescending. You don't know what you're talking about. It's been ruled in court, of course, that they're babies. Well, it's been ruled in court that it's an individual right, yet you still attack that. So, you know, quid pro quo, pal. If that's the mindset they have, then the idea that they can get rid of something by getting rid of something else, that the effect can be done away with when you're dealing with something that is not actually the cause. To be certain, guns make crime easier. Also, to be certain, the number of people that are criminals is minuscule. And it's going down. And crime is going down. We ignore that fact, of course. That just doesn't work out. It's just not working. You know, if you want to stop shootings in schools, which I want to stop shootings in schools, I want to stop seeing children mowed down. All ages, too. Young, college age. I don't want to see it. Let the teachers walk around strapped. There'll be plenty of them that will volunteer. They're smart enough to put together a plan to get people like Sean Maloney training them to be lethal. They can handle it. They'll do it. But no, we can't have that because it's a school. We can't have guns in a church. We can't have guns here. We can't have guns here. What has it come to? It has come to the fruition of liberal policy. And now we get to sit back and enjoy it. And the way I'm going to enjoy it is to be on the lookout for it. And if it rears its ugly head, I'm going to put some sights on it. And if it aims towards me, I'm going to terminate it. That's what we've gotten. I'm not going to be held and bound by some prisoner of some stupid ideology to a standard that is false. Just not happening. Just not happening. So, anyway, we'll talk about some places where this is in full force and what they're looking like today when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigol's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I'll name some cities for you. Well, according to the New York Times, they're reporting that there's at least 35 cities that have been seeing more murders, more violent crimes, or more of both this year than last year. First thing we need to look at was, what was it like the 2 years ago? Was last year just low? Is this year still lower than it was 2 years ago? 2 years ago, 3 years ago, this is where you start putting together trends. You can't get out there and just look at what happened last year. Trends matter. Some things, you know, I think it was it 2013 or 2014 when we had the lowest number of police officers killed in quite some time, and look at where it's at today. Some cities like Baltimore, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Washington are undergoing unusually large leaps in the number of homicides. Now, before we talk about what could be the causes of some of this, we do not have national crime figures for 2015. We know that many cities are not seeing such surges. And in some spots, the numbers are declining. In some of the places seeing increases, the spikes are small. And they may represent some sort of, you know, some sort of a fluctuation. If you look at New York's numbers, you'll see that while murders are more common now than at this point last year, they're still lower than they were 2 years ago. So is 2015 a particularly bad year for New York, or was 2014 particularly good? Chicago's increase in homicides is more substantial than New York's, 20% rather than 9%. But then again, last year in Chicago, it was lower. And, you know, there's some reasons to doubt some of those low figures. There's people thinking there may have been some books cooked there. On top of all that, there's a simple fact yet that we don't know whether this is a blip or a trend. This could very easily be a blip. Because the trend is going down. In 2005, after crime had been declining for more than a decade, the FBI revealed that homicides, robberies, and aggravated assaults had all grown more common in the previous year. The Police Executive Research Forum promptly produced a paper titled A Gathering Storm, Violent Crime in America, which opened with a warning that such numbers could be the front end of a tipping point of an epidemic of violence not seen for years. Then the drops in all three rates resumed. That paper was a little premature. There was no nationwide reversal in America's long falling crime rate. And while the reasons for those increases are unclear, there's been a concentrated effort among the opponents of criminal justice reform to blame them on the so-called Ferguson effect. New York Times mentions this in their little piece. The Ferguson effect, what they're saying this is a less aggressive approach by police, which has emboldened criminals. That's sort of a mild way to describe it. We see a lot of this. We are seeing a lot of this. Heather McDonald wrote a Wall Street Journal op-ed in May that said the intense agitation against American police departments was the most plausible explanation of the current surge in lawlessness. And might police departments in turn blame Annie Bear for inspiring such agitation? Ms. McDonald did not think so. Is there an alternative view to this? Well, we're not even sure why crime across America was just falling. That went on for more than two decades, so it's a little early to be drawing sweeping conclusions about the last 8 months. That's a good conclusion. Although I have a pretty good idea why crime has been falling, as do you. Beyond that, given that some cities are seeing higher rates while others aren't, we may be looking to, we might likely find compelling explanations for those increases by looking at local conditions rather than searching for a national pattern. Yeah, how about that? The local thing. The Times reports, for example, that the New Orleans increase in homicide does not appear to reflect any increase in gang violence or robberies of strangers, but rather involved killings inside homes and cars by people who knew their victims. Particularly difficult crimes to predict or prevent. Now, that's not the Ferguson effect there. That is not the Ferguson effect. As the city's police superintendent tells the Times, that's not a situation that can be solved by policing. Yeah. Exactly. But when you look at local factors, you also have to consider the possibility that a Ferguson effect is at work in some locations, but not in others. And that would stand to reason. Where I'm at, there is no Ferguson effect. Where I live, there is no Ferguson effect. In none of the jurisdictions surrounding me, there is no Ferguson effect. Possibly Anderson. I'm not sure. I don't go to Anderson that much, but, you know, Anderson seems to have a lot of stuff happening there. But on the paper's list of cities where homicides are going up, the two with the highest rates are St. Louis and Baltimore. The very places where protests against police killings of Michael Brown in the first case and Freddie Gray in the second turned into actual riots. Could those be examples of the Ferguson effect in action? If not... If it's not the sleazy version of the argument that blames reformers for crime, then at least the milder stance described by the New York Times where criminals are emboldened because police are pulling back. Could that be it? Not in St. Louis. Criminologist Richard Rosenfeld pointed out that the murder rate in St. Louis was going up before Michael Brown was before he was shot and died. Then it reverted to the previous year's pattern as the controversy around his death was taking off. That had nothing to do with Ferguson. With Baltimore, their case is a little bit stronger, though still a little bit cloudy as well. Just to give you a sense of how bad their summer has been, there have been more homicides in that city this year than in New York, which is, you never want to get ahead of them. You never want to get ahead of them on that hand. So, in Baltimore, the rise in shootings actually began to occur before Freddie Gray died. So, here, you know, what is it? What is it about these cities that are causing this? A lot of them, I mean, in Baltimore, for example, I saw a picture of a shop owner who was defending somebody who was trying to get off the street in one of the riots. They had a shotgun, but they were covering their face. So the good people of Baltimore are reluctant to be known for defending themselves. The police are pulling back from policing, and the bad guys are emboldened. Wonder what that could lead to. Now, the good news here is we are in September. Normally when the heat goes up, so does the crime rate. So maybe things will cool off and the crime rate will go down. I mean, while me and you were sitting around thinking, well, you know, it's the liberals' fault and it's the bastion of liberals this and liberal that, we should also be wanting there to be peace, as I do. I don't want there to be unrest in these cities where you're getting killed for being white or black or being out on the street at night or being elderly or just being in the wrong place at the wrong time. I don't want that happening. In the meantime, and they're showing this in the chat room, shootings of cops are going up and it's not even making the news anymore. In the meantime, it's not even making the news. It's becoming happenstance. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Hang on and I'll tell you about that. Have we changed board ops? Anyway. I know I keep harping on this, but I've simply have gotten to this point to where I'm just tired of it, you know. We have another one of these shootings, and this one was actually it was GoPro'd. It was recorded and then posted to social media, which is horrific. That's horrific to consider. And here's the thing about this. While that was happening in Baltimore and in Chicago and everything else, a lot of people were dying. So, yeah, there's murders happening out there on a much larger scale than that. And I hate to put it to you this way. I hate to say it to you this way. These people are not... They were not anything... The presidents weren't assassinated. Presidents were not assassinated. Nothing of any... This happens all the time, and yet, for some reason, the progressives have grabbed onto this one. I don't know why. I don't know why that is happening, but they have. They latch onto this one, but they won't latch onto that one. They don't seem to be latching on to the cops being killed nearly as much, but they'll latch onto some of this stuff. When you hear the comments from the parents of these people, of these victims of these crimes, when you give them the stage, so to speak, when they get out there and say, when you have a Barbara and an Andy Parker, whose daughter Allison was one of the ones shot in this particular incident, when they say they're not going to be intimidated into silence about the issue of guns, okay, fine, I believe you. I understand you're hurting. I understand that you are looking for some sort of vindication, that you're looking for some sort of pound of flesh on this. I get this. However, how do you draw a straight line from your goal of getting your pound of flesh to any proposed law that might actually end this kind of violence without it impacting my rights? There's your tightrope. Now, you'll get out there and say, if it saves one life. You have yet to show me that who that one life is. I'm looking for that. I look for that all the time. Believe me, I go with the data. The data always backs up my point, but I go with the data. I go with the data. Your daughter's murderer passed the background check. Had nothing on his record. Hadn't been committed. Had been arrested one time, but it wasn't enough to prohibit him. So when you speak of your resentment at those who oppose further infringements on my right to own a gun, it isn't immediately obvious what sort of a law that you want Congress or the states to pass. They say you're saying that you want parents to look their children in the eye and pledge that they're not willing to allow them to be collateral damage in order to keep what some people perceive to be their constitutional right. I guess that's fair enough to a certain degree. It isn't about perception, however, Parker family and all families of these things. The death of your loved one is as tragic as the death of any loved one. Unnaturally per year, there's 2.5 million people that die unnaturally per year in the United States. I know there's a tendency to lash out, but if background checks didn't stop your guy, if assault weapon bans didn't stop your guy, they didn't stop the mass slaughter in Newtown or Virginia, then why would you attack something that has nothing whatsoever to do with what happened to your loved one, which your loved one was the focus of evil? I didn't do that. My rights didn't do that. My guns didn't do that. His gun didn't do that. If you're going to be in existence around other people, you have the possibility of running up against one of these people. If your panacea is for me to not be able to react to them and have the option of fighting back with the possibility of winning, I'm afraid we're going to have to agree to disagree here. The New York Times concedes political reality when it noted that there's no chance of that what happened in Virginia any more than the horror of Newtown was going to produce any new gun legislation. NRA gets blamed for this stuff every day. Every day. Whatever they're doing, they get blamed for it. It's only 5 million members to the NRA. Hate to tell you that. And that's the NRA, ILA combined. Hate to tell you that. So, not the NRA. Not the NRA, I'm afraid. And once again, I know that you have to vilify and fight somebody, and you got to lash out because of your grief and everything else. Understand this. There's nothing that ever is going to happen in this country that will justify the restriction of the Constitution. Not in my opinion. Nothing. One of the parents, I believe, in this particular case, is saying it wasn't the gun. He didn't blame the gun. He blamed the guy. Why isn't he getting any press? Why isn't he getting the stage?
Now, you progressives out there that are so easily swayed, and you low-info voters that just don't take the time to look at things, you can look at stuff and hear the words and think, that's a good idea. I like it. I like the idea of safety. That's the same thing as saying, I like the idea of control. Control is an illusion. Safety is an illusion. It's a temporary, fleeting thing. It may happen for a snapshot in time. The only actual, truly meaningful security that you can ensure for yourself is to take it in your own hands. The cops are not responsible to you. That's another one of those fine Supreme Court findings. You guys constantly beating on the Supreme Court drum. The Supreme Court said, not obligated to the individual. That's the case. Ask anybody that gets killed waiting on them to show up. That's the case. I don't have my own police officer. I can't afford my own private security. I can't afford to carry a gun. I'm sorry for what happened, and I'm sorry for every one of these that happens, and I wish to God I could be there when all of this unfolds and maybe make a difference. I might die in the middle of it. I don't know. But it doesn't ever justify coming after my rights. It's not a perceived right. God made sure that every creature on this earth had a means of self-defense. With man, he gave us a brain. We don't have any horns. We're not particularly fast. We don't have fangs. We don't have talons. We can't fly. We can't climb a tree as fast or anything else. We have to think, and we have thought about firearms. Firearms make all the difference against disparity of force, disparity of size. That's our self-defense. If you want to give that up, that's fine. If you really believe America has too many guns and want them to be as scarce as they are in most other Western democracies, there's only one way to do it, and that's to change the Constitution rather than measures to eat away at it. Give that a shot, and let's see where that goes. Please. Coming up next, Dr. Linda Lagerman. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.